This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia has advanced over the past 10 years in many sectors. The sectors include energy, security, trade, investment, health, education, culture, tourism, and people-to-people exchanges. Ahead of his visit to Russia and Austria, scheduled to begin from today, the Prime Minister in his departure statement said he is embarking on an official visit to Russia to attend the 22nd annual summit and his first ever visit to Austria. On the India-Russia relationship, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to review all aspects of bilateral cooperation with his friend, President Vladimir Putin, and sharing perspectives on various regional and global issues. He said India seeks to play a supportive role for a peaceful and stable region. On his Austria visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, Austria is India's steadfast and reliable partner, and both the countries share the ideals of democracy and pluralism. Mr. Modi said he will meet President Alexander Van der Bellen and Chancellor Karl Nehammer during his visit. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a four-day tour to Odisha, will visit the historic Udaygiri Caves in Bhubaneswar today. Udaygiri Caves are famous for the Hathi Gumpha inscription, which is carved out in Brahmi script. The inscription starts out with Jain Namokar Mantra and highlights various military campaigns undertaken by Kharavela, a great monarch of Kalinga, the ancient name of Odisha. President Murmu will also interact with the students of Bibhuti Kanungo College of Art and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture during her visit. She will also inaugurate the Divine Retreat Center of Brahma Kumaris at Haridamada village near Bhubaneswar and launch the Lifestyle for Sustainability campaign. The Hemant Soren government will seek trust vote in Jharkhand Legislative Assembly today. A special session of the Assembly has been convened for the purpose. Chief Minister Hemant Soren has instructed all JMM MLAs to be present in the House. JMM's allies, Congress, RJD and CPI-ML have also instructed their MLAs to be present in the House during vote of trust. In Madhya Pradesh, in the brief expansion of the state cabinet today, Governor Mangu Bhai Patel administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ram Nivas Rawat as a cabinet minister. Now the State Council of Ministers has a total of 31 ministers. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and other cabinet members were also present on this occasion. Mr. Rawat is a senior leader of Chambal region and has been elected MLA 6 times from Vijaypur seat. The Supreme Court will hear a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG today, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the NEET 2024 test and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. Petitions filed by students demand a separate and independent investigation into the alleged NEET irregularities. Earlier, in an affidavit filed before the Apex Court, the Centre and the National Testing Agency said there was no need to reconduct the medical exam in the absence of any evidence of large-scale irregularities. It also contended that a fresh exam would adversely affect the lives of lakhs of genuine candidates. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra is scheduled to hear a total of 38 petitions related to the exam today. A Haryana roadways bus overturned near Pinjor in Panchkula in Haryana this morning, injuring over 50 passengers. The Haryana government has suspended the driver of the bus, Sandeep Kumar, and the conductor, Yashpal, in this case. Haryana Transport Minister Asim Goyal said that a committee will be formed to probe the accident and 2 new buses will be started on the route where bus accident took place. The injured were admitted to Pinjor Hospital. In Wimbledon, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and world number one Jannik Sinner entered the quarterfinals of the tennis championship yesterday. Alcaraz held a 4-set challenging match against Frenchman Hugo Humbert and registered a win. In another match, world number one Sinner defeated American opponent Ben Shelton in 2 hours and 9 minutes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.